There is a very nice song in our song books which expresses these feelings very, very nicely. And we have the pleasure to introduce another Gandhava to you this evening, our Srishti Kata. Srishti Kata has been a long assistant of the preaching, Sharanagati preaching party. And he will sing with us the song Kabe Habe Bolo Se Dinamor. Here is the translation so that you can get into the mood before the singing. Please tell me, when will the day be mine, when my offenses end and a taste for the pure holy name will come in my heart by your mercy? When will I feel myself lower than a blade of grass? When the quality of tolerance will come in my heart? When will I show respect to all others and not seek honor for myself? Then I will be able to taste the essence of the nectar of the holy name. It goes through many, through another verse of the Shikshastakam. Well, followers, beautiful woman, as described in worldly poetry, I do not want any such bodily pleasures. O Gaurahari, please give me unmotivated devotion to your lotus feet, birth after birth. And a little later in text 7, he says, I shall buy and plunder the nectar of the name of Hari. He's very determined. You need to have that determination to go the way. And becoming thoroughly intoxicated by Nam Rasa, I shall become stunned. By touching the feet of those great souls who are able to relish that Rasa, I will sing continuously in the sweet nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the last session where we round up everything and bring it into a very easily work our concepts we can more easily work with. The Bhagavatam describes a very important state in the chanting of the holy name, or in the execution of Krishna consciousness in general. This is the right way to say it. It describes Nishta Bhakti and says that only on this level bona fide revelations can take place. Nishta is a place, is a level where the lower modes and their effects don't have so much influence over you. And the verse, which is important, is text 19 of chapter 2, the first canto. Tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bharayaschaye cheta eta anavidam stitam sattve prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, irrevocable means it cannot be endangered again, or danger is always there, but it cannot be revoked, not called back, not. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. So, when you are no longer flickering, when Krishna consciousness has become an irrevocable fact in your life, the modes of lower modes don't have so much influence, or have no influence, but the goodness is very strong. And the next verse tells us what happens on the stage as far as your Krishna conscious realization is concerned. Evang prasana manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. In other words, when Prabhupada says on this level, where one is the nishta level, one gets positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. This means realized knowledge, realization. Bhakti parishanubhavo can take place. So Jiva gives, helps us with a very, Jiva Goswami helps us with a very telling and interesting definition of what nishta means. He describes this in a commentary to the verse 1415 in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says that nishta means avikshepana satatam, or constancy. Satatam means constancy, see, without distraction. If you want to attain nishta, learn to chant constantly without distraction. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very directly recommends that a devotee who wishes to advance in his realization of the holy name should chant more than more rounds. But he cautions at the same time that just to increase the number of rounds will not necessarily achieve the goal. It is the quality which must be looked upon very much. It shouldn't be a counting game, in other words. But he says, chanting more rounds. In my own little, there's no realization in me, but little application of this point, I have noticed, I have approached the thing from another level. There was a time, and I guess it holds true in some ways even now, that I noticed I'm so much engaged in my service, but where are my relationships with my older godbrothers? I remember this one incident where I was in the hospital in Germany. Belly had to be opened, and it was three operations: one head, belly, and foot. And I was in a very bad situation physically. They had to put me on the emergency ward and give me painkillers. I wanted more and more, but they said, "No, you have gone. This gets dangerous for you." And I remember at that time asking the question, where are my friends? Because no one came and visited me. There was a good reason why no one came and visited me. Because you had to dress in green cloth, and it was not really advice to see a patient at that stage. It was not heartlessness. This is not what I'm referring to. They were just cautioned, no, now we can't visit him. Then all of a sudden, the nurses said, there is a call from Hong Kong for you, and the person who calls cannot be thwarted. I mean, we have told him he's in a bad situation. He said, I know, but I need to speak him. It could be the last time. And so, do you wish to take the call? And who is it? Well, some Swami with B and C, that's all we know. Oh, could it be? And I said, yes, roll me to the next phone. And then someone had to put the fear. He said, Haribol, here's Bhakti Charu Maharaj, how are you? Good, I said. And then I couldn't speak any longer. I just cried. And he said, "All right, it's all right. Don't get nervous. Don't get emotional. I just wanted to phone you." And then he understood it was a difficult moment in life, and he put it on the thing. And next moment, after 2 days, I got one of these impossible Hong Kong playthings, gimmicks, where you can program your addresses. It was a little computer made of Hong Kong plastic and Hong Kong technology, something which I can never touch because I don't have a relationship to these things. But this computer made in Hong Kong was the best thing in my life so far. It was a gift from my friend, and that is all what counted. And I decided then to go deeper in the relationship with devotees who are friends. And this means, I decided, to spend more time with them. You need to spend time with them. Then the relationship can prosper and blossom. It's the same thing with the holy name. Our relationship to the holy name may not be as vibrant as we want. I think after this chanting, Kabe Habi Bolo Sayyidi Namo, when will the day come when I chant the pure name and I'm free, I'm more humble than the straw. Giriash, I think, has heard us, and maybe he will give us the mercy soon. But if you want to develop a relationship, sometimes it's important to develop to get into more time with the holy name. You will see tomorrow, 64 rounds is nothing. It is not difficult. It's only the mind who tells you so much. 4 times 16, I can't calculate so much. It is nothing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, anyone who doesn't do so is fallen. And he reasoned well. He said, Lord Chaitanya said, I do not accept the offerings of someone who is no crorepati, who doesn't chant one crore of rounds, of names, that's 100,000 names, that's 64 rounds. Please consider this point, and if there is a peaceful moment in your life where you have time, where you have set of things, you might like to do this in the West, or even while you are staying here in Vrindavan. And tomorrow we will make it so easy to chant, it's so pleasant and absolutely relishable. Hopefully, it's the case of we are dependent on the mercy of Giriraj. That you can understand it's very nice and it's not at all hard or difficult. I found out in my little attempts to chant more rounds, there is a time where you really understand, how could I ever think to not chant so many that it's not possible to chant so many rounds. And you also notice that something has happened in your psychology or in your attitude towards the name, which can only happen through this, that is the increased chanting. But approach it carefully, not in a spasm, not in a fruitive mentality, not in a counting way, but in a Krishna, it's an offering for you. I want to spend more time with you in the form of the holy name, so that I can chant there. This is maybe not recommended all the time, because we have other services and obligations and we can't lay them to rest, otherwise they would scream at us the obligations and make difficulties in other ways. I'm not advocating that we go beyond 16 rounds as a regular practice, as a must, but we have to experience this to really know what we are talking about. And this is why we have tomorrow a 64 rounds day. To just make an experience and see and learn from it. Now, We have heard a little while ago to engage in Krishna's Leela in form and qualities is possible when you are no longer flickering, that is when you are on the platform of Nishta. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a step-by-step process how we can develop absorption or Nishta in the holy name. And I think this will be very relevant to all of you. I have to ask my note taker to give me the pieces of paper. Now, in Naam Bhajan, that's an early essay of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very useful to those who wish to enter the chanting. He tells how we can become absorbed in the chanting. His first advice is, while chanting the name, you should continuously remember his spiritual characteristics, the characteristics of the holy name. That means the name is not different from the form. Krishna is an all-blissful personality. Krishna is like the sun who can destroy the clouds of ego over us. You think about what you are doing here. I'm approaching the name. I'm approaching Krishna. The next step is, we had this already, explain the meaning of the name to your mind. Tell it to your mind. My dear mind, this means you're calling out, Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please understand. Please cooperate, brother mind. The next state is pray with lamentation that the holy name gives you his milost. Milost means mercy. Here are some prayers which we have copied for you in glorification of the holy name, which Srila Prabhupada has recommended to chant. These are three prayers, and I have added a fourth prayer, which is recommended by the Krishna Namastakam. May I ask Burijan Prabhu to kindly come here and read in English the prayers to us, yes, that it goes on the tape. And may I ask maybe Mahajwala to kindly distribute this to the devotees. I only have made 10 copies, but we are here under the guidance of the VIHA Institute, and they will be able to make copies of it. To you, 10 copies. Yes. You can give the men 5 and the women 5, and then you can look over each other's shoulders and in this way enjoy this.
O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. That's from Srila Rupa Goswami's Namastak, the first sloka.
Yeah. It's a glorification, the holy name, how wonderful he is, worshipped by the Upanishads. And it is also a request for shelter. This brings one in the right mood, a prayerful mood.
This next one is from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, the first chapter, fourth verse. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system, that is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? Famous verse. Nivritta tarshar pigyamana bhavo shado shuttamana banamat. Oshad means medicine. So this is the medicine to conquer or cure the disease of birth and death in the material world. Ka uttama shloka gunana vadat pumam virajeta bina pashugna. Everyone will be attracted unless he's pashugnat, or the killer of animals.
I want to comment, there are three elements in this. One is that this is done in parampara. It's very important for the sadhaka to know that he stays in his line, or is in his line, connected with his spiritual master. The second element in it is a qualification of the chanter. That is, you can really only be interested to glorify Krishna if you're not so interested in yourself or in the world any longer. And the third element is that it is a medicine taken by developed people, not by undeveloped. But the thing is on the emphasis is on the medicine.
The third verse. This was the one that you said was
yes.
To what?
This is a prayer to our Lord, to the Holy Name, where you beg for forgiveness that you chanted so slurry and so offensive.
I did not know the glories of your personality, and therefore I committed an offense at your lotus feet in the open assembly. You are so kind, however, that you did not accept my offense. Instead, when I was falling down because of accusing you, you saved me by your merciful glance. You are most great. Kindly excuse me and be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. Daksha.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much. We can also chant this. This is a verse which appears in the Daksha Yagya. But it is quoted again when Prabhupada explains Prahlad Maharaj's description of the ninefold processes of Bhakti Yoga. He has given a slightly different translation there, and I have taken that from the one which he has used in the Daksha Yagya. Have you ever experienced when you were with a person and you did something wrong, how nice it is to say sorry? How it really takes the hotness out of the relationship, if it's a sorry which comes from the heart. So in relationship to the Nam Prabhu, it is important to say sorry sometimes. And this is the verse to beg forgiveness for what's inattentive chanting. The last verse was chanted already in the Krishna Namastakam, and we quoted it, but it's very nice to hear it again. Yes.
O killer of the demon Agha, O son of Yasoda, O son of Nanda, O lotus-eyed one, O moon of the gopis, O lord of Vrindavan, O merciful to the submissive, O Krishna, you have mercifully manifested in various forms. May my attachment for you be greatly increased.
Thank you very, very much.
Hare Krishna.
You're
Hare,
welcome. Hare Krishna. These steps, to meditate about the spiritual characteristics, to explain the meaning of the name to your mind, and to pray with lamentation, will bring an amazing result. They will bring, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the appearance of Nam Avatar, that is the name himself will appear. Have you noticed in these prayers the name is addressed as identical with Krishna? Have you noticed this? It is not that, oh, the name of God, please, but no, God, Krishna, do, please come. I want to read this beautiful thing, beautiful explanation to you. In Naam Bhajan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells how to become absorbed in chanting japa, nishta. Huh? By chanting the name, you should continuously remember his spiritual characteristics and also explain the meaning of the name to your mind. While recollecting the meaning and form of the name, it's now the third element, you should pray to Krishna with heart-rendering lamentation. Srila Prabhupada has said, like a child crying for his mother. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues, this practice will attract the mercy of Krishna and lead you forward on the path of devotion. The repeated remembrance of the meaning of the holy name will gradually purify the heart of all material contamination. Then the name will appear in person before the spiritual eyes of the devotee. When the Svarupa, personal form of the name, fully appears, it is identical with the blissful form of Lord Sri Krishna. The appearance of the Svarupa of the name is the appearance of the Svarupa of Lord Krishna. There was once a very troubled devotee who came to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada advised him as his medicine to chant the holy name and just eat prasadam and sleep. Prabhupada had the faith if the devotee would just chant 16 rounds as good as he could regularly, after some time the meaning of the name, please engage me in your service, would work. Before you sits a devotee who has made this experience. I must say, I came to the temple being, there must be maybe several reasons playing together, but one was the taste of halava. If at that time I would have known what consuming a plate of halava would mean for the rest of my life, to give up my course of worldly development, actually it was not so great. I think it would have anyways gone in a bad direction. But just to say, to I was disinherited, and it was a shock for my mind. So much no longer available. I would not have agreed at that time because of attachments. But the eating of prasad and the chanting of the holy name has its effect on the conditioned soul. And this effect works like magic. So, please take courage, my dear devotees. This really works. Let us chant in a way to attract the mercy of Krishna. By doing these things, spiritual characteristics, what do we do when we chant? Explain the meaning to the mind, and then pray to Krishna with heart-rendering lamentation. If you need some prayers, they are available to you. And you will see something will happen. Ultimately, Krishna will appear before the chanter and will say, I'm like this. This is how to become absorbed in chanting. This is Krishna. This is what it means. please engage me in your service, and so on. If devotees wish to go even more into what this means, please engage me in your service, there are beautiful lists compiled about the meanings of each syllable, each pair of names. Hare Krishna means something, Hare Krishna means something, Krishna Krishna. And there are names, there are meanings even for each name. I want to just give you a taste and tell you where you can find it. The first is, O Radhe, having captured my mind, please free me from material bondage. O Krishna, please attract my mind by pulling it to you. You can find this on page 152 of the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. There it is, nicely written down in typed way so that one can read it easily. It's sometimes very nice to read this from time to time, and as you chant, think this. One should pray to Krishna with a petitious cry. Oh! What is a petitious cry? What?
It's like
appealing. Like a lost child crying for his mother. Then by the mercy of Krishna, bhajan will gradually improve. If this is not done, it will take many births to attain success. He's a person. Pray to him. Once a devotee came to us and said, I'm a pujari of... Or let me ask the question like you. I have a question for you. Imagine the situation. A pujari of Gonitai comes to you and says, I'm worshipping Gonitai since 5 years. But I find it drier and drier. I cannot continue for long. What advice can you give me so that my worship of Gonitai becomes filled with life? What would you advise this person? It's an interesting question, isn't it? We have many grihasthas who have Gonitai deities who have asked these questions in an honest minute. What would you tell them? They should hear about the glories of Gonitai.
To see them as persons.
Srimati.
Spend time with
Janani Vas Prabhu. Oh yeah, he also will invariably tell you a mystical wonder how they revealed their mercy, isn't it? Usually, very often he tells like this. What else would you advise him? Yes, Prabhu? Yes. Pray to them and sometimes change your prayers so that they don't turn into a routine. Distribute books while simultaneously worshipping them. Mm-hmm. Mataji. Find out whether you chant attentively. You would find out if the person who has this problem in his worship chants attentively. It's an interesting question. How can he get taste again in Gonitai? Distribute prasadam of the deities to others. Yeah. You have very, very good ideas. These ideas and more can also be applied to the chanting of the holy name. You need to serve the holy name. You need to establish a personal relationship to the holy name. You need to hear about the glories of the holy name. You said many things. Often you said serve them by distributing prasadam, distributing books. That was a very interesting thing. You can serve the holy name also by distributing the holy name. And we will come in a few minutes to this when the session will end. And so on. Here I want to pick out one of the contributions to this question to hear about the pastimes of the deities of Gaunitai is very, very, very good. There are devotees who have gone with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj when he gets when he does his yatras, and he talks for 6 hours sometimes straight on pastimes. These tapes are available. It is very nicely narrated. He seems to have a photographic memory for Leelas of Gaunitai and so on. It's sometimes very, very interesting to read also Chaitanya Charitamrita, or now this Chaitanya Bhagavat, which has so many wonderful new informations in the purports of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You need to know about the person, then you become more interested in the person. Isn't it also in human relationships, when you know more about the person, you become more interested? So hearing about Krishna with faith will help you to develop taste in the holy name. So I want to now come to the end, and I hope to the highlight of the seminar. This is not yet the highlight. The highlight comes in a moment. I want to read to you. Can I read to you a poem which I tried to write? You have to give me your permission. Huh? No.
Yes.
Good. Last Kartik Vrata, I also came again into this routine where the name and the person seem to be two different people. It's the desert of chanting, Rasat Vada. And that time, I just decided to write a glorification of Lord Krishna in the holy name, taking what I knew from Shastra and writing it, and so on. And after doing this, praying, I felt so happy, and the chanting was a service. So here comes the service of a poor crying soul somewhere on an island, cold, windy, struggling with his mind. From Sri Krishna's black limbs emanate an effulgent light. Thus he looks like a fresh rain cloud with a golden flesh inside, or a blazing mine of blue sapphire jewels. From his lips shines a crimson glow, which also comes from the rims of his eyes. A white brilliance plays in his mild smile, which covers his moon-like face, and a bright yellow glow flows from his cloths and ornaments. On his head is a peacock feather crown, which has captured the shining colors of the rainbow. Everything shines in the form of our Lord. His body exudes a fascinating fragrance which defeats the smell of a blue lotus anointed with musk and leaves his devotees helpless. Krishna's flute plays mind-enchanting songs, calling his devotees away from the magic of this world. The jingling of his anchor bells is playful. His cloth rustles in the wind, and his voice sounds sweeter than nectar. The touch of the lotus hand of the Lord is tender, and that of his body more cooling than sandalwood and millions of moons. The taste from his foot remnants and tambula gets its aroma from the lips of the Lord, and is the fifth arrow with which the Lord overwhelms his devotee. The Lord is generous because he showers his dear devotee freely with his beauty, fragrance, sounds, touch, and taste. And although one like me, who due to the jaundiced disease of material existence, cannot relish these sweet gifts of the Lord, he is nevertheless allowed to continue taking the holy name medicine, so that one day, as the jaundice goes down, the sweetness of the Lord can be relished, because he realizes the greatest secret. The name and the name are one. They always have been. Hare Krishna. I wouldn't dare to present this if it would be an own composition. I've taken it all. It's all stolen jewels. It is presented by a nectar hunter. It is not its own composition. These are the Goswami languages, and it's mostly is Chaitanya Charitamrita and Krishna Das Kaviraj's description. It's good to somehow bridge over this desert of the letters and the name by praying, by glorifying, and so on and so forth. We are now coming to the last point. There was one kind soul who gave me the, I hope, the Upadeshamrita. Oh yeah, here it is. This book is the nectar of instruction, and you can learn it from Braj Bihari. He has given many lectures about it, helped us to understand the work better. It's a book which Prabhupada wanted to be distributed in the first edition, 100,000 copies. It's important for preaching. The essence is considered, or the message is considered by Prabhupada as important. In this book, we find two very, very important instructions, which will remain the which will be the last instructions on this seminar. How to improve our chanting. They are very much known to you, and but hearing them in this context might be very eye-opening, because of having heard so many new informations. The holy name, character, pastimes and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, or ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Just continue to chant like taking medicine. Have you ever been in the jaundice condition and taken medicines? taking sugar?
Yes.
Yes? Have you unashamed eaten kilos of sugar? With good face on this medicine?
It didn't taste bad, it just tasted not sweet.
Yeah. Yeah? When you have tropical jaundice, there may seem to be two. For me it was, I had jaundice so bad that people ran away from me when I took a bath, because I looked like a Chinese in war mood. And I also heard about this medicine, and because nothing else was available, we were just in the Himalayas in Jammu, near Jammu. I just ate, I remember, bags of sugar. And I don't also remember if maybe I didn't have tropical, but I just remember I couldn't taste anything. And then when the taste came through, then the jaundice was cured. I remember I was thinking as a person who had heard about biological food, this will kill you. You will, after some time, just sound like sugar grinding on sugar. And then you walk. There must be so much. And at the same, you know, there needs to be shraddha. It's in our books. It's in our literature. Prabhupada has said it. All right. This is seemingly something you can't understand with the mind. And we did it, and it really worked. And I remember there was a time when there was a breakthrough of the sweet taste of the sugar through these poisoned jaundiced nerves, so on. And then I know it's done. You are cured, and I felt good, also. Now we come to the essence of all advice. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, His transcendental form, qualities and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind, not mindless chanting. Mind must be there also. In this way one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees, these role models which we have heard from Chaitanya Charitamrita about, the residents of Braj who have this mood of loving attachment to Krishna. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to His devotional service. Now it's very, very interesting how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains this verse. You can find that when this essence of advice is given, Prabhupada almost word by word, sometimes he comments a little bit, the purport of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And I had the fortune to have someone translate the purport, and I've made a little summary how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada advise us to get to this exalted state where we can follow the essence of all advice. Please give your attention one last time, because the other thing is easy and entertaining, and I think we will profit from this. A step-by-step outline of advancement. First comes Shravana Das, where you hear about the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna, until you come to Varana Das. It means the acceptance. Such a devotee repeats what he has heard because he accepts it and chants what he has heard. Then comes the next stage, which is called Smaranam. When one chants constantly, according to one's mood, one comes to Smaranam, remembering. And then it's outlined what this memory means. First, it is quite interrupted by material thoughts. But then, as the devotee gets more and more absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and his material thoughts get emptied out by spiritual thoughts, he advances. And then comes the Apana stage, where one realizes one's Swarup city, one's constitutional nature, in the words of Prabhupada. This means constitutional position. We hear about this word. And then comes Sampati, or treasure stage, where one is in Vastu city and can join the Lord again. This all happens by the chanting of the holy name, as we have heard from Srila Bhakti we know Thakur, who has said that the name will reveal our spiritual identity and take us to Braj, and so on. In a Naam Bhajan, an earlier essay, he also says that when you finally come to the stage of chanting constantly, then you will go back home, back to Godhead. No one should be in any anxiety if the process of Krishna consciousness really works, if the name can give everything. And it was the desire of this humble presentation to whetten the appetite, to give tips, and to quench any possible anxiety by talking about the Naam. But again and again, it starts really by giving up the offenses. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said repeatedly, Niraparada loile namapaya premadhan. Chant without offenses, and this way you get Krishna prema. Now, there is one last secret which has to be mentioned in this, because Srila Prabhupada so often talked about this point. This secret is very, very dear to Prabhupada and plays a very important role in his teaching methodology. You have to please Krishna. You have to please the name. And you do this if you distribute the name to others. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to compare himself with a gardener who had gardened, by gardening word, the fruits of prema. But now he needed people to distribute it. He said, what can I do alone? There must be people who help me distribute the fruits. What can one distributor do? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to recruit all of us into his preaching mission, where we become dear to the name, or dear to Krishna, by chanting, by distributing the name. When you hear Mahaprabhu's instructions from his lotus mouth, what he said to people he met, what they should do in their lives, what sadhana gave Mahaprabhu, you will find it very very tears of ecstasy will well up in your heart. For instance, when he went on his South India tour, he converted many to the culture of Naam Bhajan, and by his electrified bhakti, he just embraced them, and in this way they were there, so to say. And the people who these people embraced also developed this high state. But sometimes Mahaprabhu would not just embrace, he would preach to people. And this what is very important for us at this moment. When he is the guest at the house of the Koma Brahmana, the Brahmana begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. Don't speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always. Nirantara means always. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. And then he says, what is the result? If you follow this instruction, Koma Brahmana, your materialistic life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, we will again meet here, or rather, you will never lose my company. If you want to follow the purpose of Prabhupada, are just very wonderful, because there he tells He explains that this is the instruction of Mahaprabhu and we should follow it. It's Madhya Lila chapter 7 from 126 onwards, which we have read. It's easy. Chant yourself and preach about Krishna, and in this way you will have my company. And this is what happened. Mahaprabhu left the Koma Brahmana, but a little later Vasudev came, the leper, and this Vasudev had wanted to see Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya had left already, and when he fell down, he was so frustrated that he lamented so strongly that he fell down on the ground. And then the Lord, knowing well that here a devotee was crying for his association, all of a sudden appeared in the house of the Koma Brahman. He was just there, shwoop. It's called an Avibhava appearance, where he comes in person. And, not Avibhava, Shakshat. It is direct appearance of the Lord. And see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched the leper, and it is described that the distress of Vasudev when he was touched by the Lord went to a far distant place, and he became transformed in body, and then was afraid that he would fall in Maya by his beautiful body. But then Mahaprabhu advised him and he said, to protect the Brahmana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him to chant the Hare Krishna mantra incessantly. By doing so, he would never become unnecessarily proud. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised Vasudev to preach about Krishna and thus liberate living entities. As a result, Krishna would soon, very soon, accept him as his devotee. This is a little later. So, Lord Chaitanya preaches very consistently. It's always the same, what he says to the living entities, how they become Krishna consciousness. Chant incessantly, you will, and at other places, without offenses, and serve the holy name, preach the holy name. That's all what he said. No complicated things. Although we have talked about other things, we just wanted to say how everything is really there in these simple instructions. In Vaishnava Ke, Lord Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur speaks about sadhana, the sadhana of chanting the holy name. He says, Pranachajara sehetu pracha pratishta sahina Krishna gata sabha sidoi todosa ketaneta asha ara uchai shvare harina maraha. O mind, this humble servant of Radha and Krishna places his hopes, asha means hope. He places his hopes in kirtan and loudly sings the names of Lord Hari. Those who have spiritual life in abundance preach the Lord's message. Every word they speak is free from the taint of desire for personal prestige. Let us follow our glorious tradition and also place our hopes in the chanting of the holy name. With a personal note, I wish to end this session. I have reached actually the end. Now comes the personal note, which I thought of saying. This is something personal, which I will have to edit it a little bit, because the tapes will go to the world. I will say everything. There came a time in my spiritual life when, like so many devotees, I was looking at our institution, and I was seriously questioning myself, is this the life you desired when you gave up your big inheritance? Is this really what you desired when you prayed as a little child for God's mercy to show you a way? Is this what you desired when you, as a teenager with 16 years only, gave up your girlfriend and all these things? Is this what you desired in the mystical core of your being, who wants some experience in spiritual life? And when this question became stronger and stronger and stronger, and could no longer be quenched, I was thinking, what is it what my spiritual master has given to me? What is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the culture is all about? And at that time, I did some inter-religious or interdisciplinary research work. I wanted to find out, went to hear this temple, that temple, read this book, that book, scholars' books, and so on and so forth. And after going through this phase, a phase which was not undangerous, a phase which was difficult because there was a lurking frustration with my life in the back. And some a frustrated man can sometimes try to get here and there and to eat even from plates which are where the consequences are not known to him. You know, the Muslim, the Hindu who's hungry and eats at the house of the Muslim, and so on. In this phase, I started to sincerely pray to Prabhupada, and to, because the search was more intense, and I was in the starting to feel the midlife crisis. You know, is it really this? And at that moment, the holy name came as a rescue. Reading on and on in Prabhupada and simply chant the holy name and so on. It came as a rescue. And as I wanted to satisfy my intellect, why the holy name is everything? Why Prabhupada can just say simply chant and be happy? What is behind this? I could stumble about many quotations from the Shastras and so on and so forth. And what I have presented in the, tried to present in the seminar is a little excerpt of this search. And I hope you will take this as a present to all of you. I am aware that the first part of the day Giriraj had to chastise me that I must really pray for the mercy to speak about the holy name. The second part is also not as good as one can talk about it. But I hope I have given you some incentive, some motivation to go on your own search now. You have become a member of the Hare Krishna movement. And this was the arrangement of Krishna. He has not sent you to the Mormons or to the Muslim camp, or I mean, I'm saying some. And he has also not sent you to other Vaishnavas, Ramanujas, and so on. He has brought you in contact, so on. But now, each one of us must find out for himself how he or she can develop this relationship to our main sadhana, which is the chanting of the holy name. It is work. You might wake up and understand that where is my chanting? Like I was in this category that I thought, wow, I had totally neglected the holy name, and then I listened to a tape and I even chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, one Hare too much, but not with an attachment to Radharani in the mind. Just a space out Hare too much, and so on. I discovered very bad things in my chanting, things and so on and so forth. It was sometimes very hard, and it is still very hard. But I know the moment one puts the energy into this, then one can really discover something. What I have said to you in as careful language as possible is something which needs to be experienced by you. Once there was a person, Prabhupada tells, once Prabhupada was told by some person, can you talk about Radha Krishna Leela? Prabhupada, you know how he was, in the public, very carefully, so that people would be gradually led to it and not make an offense in their mind by misidentifying prema or love for lust. Prema means giving. The gopis only think of giving. There is no inch of their own satisfaction which they want in this. Prabhupada very carefully talked about it, and then he said it can only be experienced. And then he gave an example. The example is, there was once a man who asked his friend, "Can you explain to me the taste of jackfruit?" The man asked, "No, you have to taste it. Please give me just an indication how it tastes." And his friend said, "No, you have to taste it yourself. It's to be experienced." Then the man said, "No, but some idea." And then his friend said, "Okay, here's the idea. Jackfruit tastes as if you pour the juice of sugarcane juice, through the beard of a Muslim." How does this taste? Any idea?
Just like jackfruit.
Just like jackfruit, yeah. So, spiritual life is something for the experience-oriented person. We need to experience it. Dear devotees, therefore don't be shy in going into a japa reform. There are good books available on the ISKCON market, but please know this: you have make now some notes and you have heard the lectures, you have participated in this, you have been a wonderful audience, very encouraging and very kind. But you will have to sit down with the Holy Name and make your relationship with the Holy Name. Because just like you have an individual relationship with Krishna, you will have an individual relationship with Krishna. With the second Krishna, I mean the Holy Name, who is Krishna. We have now reached a natural end. Maybe let us see how good you all do tomorrow with your 64 rounds. But we won't go so late today, because tomorrow it is absolutely necessary that you start your japa latest at 5 o'clock. This is how the seminar is constructed. Tomorrow is the austerity day for those who do not like to be ready at 5 o'clock. It is absolutely required, and I will. Therefore, we will not go very late this evening, because. And then we will make an experience. The jackfruit needs to be tasted. We don't know if it, but let us not approach it like this. It needs to happen here now. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna's Kripa. Thank you very much. write down the questions and we will have, there will be time, we will make time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srishi Radha Govinda ki jai, Srishi Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Go Premanandi, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Hare Krishna.